560 The Quest, your Atlantic Catholic Radio, presents The Morning Quest, finding joy in the journey. Now, here's Josh and Allison.
Good morning, Atlanta. A very cold Atlanta.
It is freezing.
And beyond Atlanta, because we're on the app. You can listen to us everywhere.
Somewhere where it's 70 degrees right now.
Or maybe even 80.
Yeah. Don't tease me right now.
Or 10 below. Who knows?
I almost clocked in remotely from my bed under my comforter in my Snuggie. I was...
Snuggie. Oh,
when
gosh.
I looked and saw 28 degrees outside... Oh, my gosh. That is every Southerner's kryptonite, wouldn't you say?
Yeah. I grew up in Michigan, though, so...
Okay.
Summer is just 3 months of bad skiing there.
Wow. Well, I know that it may be cold, but Allison has a little secret to warm our hearts. That's prayer. Allison, can you tee us off in a prayer?
I sure do. And I found a beautiful prayer that's going to guide us through the Advent season, a time of hopeful anticipation for the birth of Christ. So let's start with the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
Heavenly Father, as we begin the season of Advent, we thank you for the gift of your Son, Jesus Christ, the light of the world. Help us to prepare our hearts for his coming and open our minds to the peace, hope, joy, and love that he brings to our lives. May we reflect on his message of love and compassion and share that love with others, especially those in need. Guide us in our journey of waiting so that we may grow closer to you and be ready to welcome Christ into our hearts and our lives. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen.
Father, Son, Holy Spirit, amen.
Yeah, that's a really great prayer, and it reminds me of what Father Mark was, you know, chatting with us about recently, which our wonderful family is going to get to hear soon. It's about, are we in a disposition of receptivity to Christ this Advent?
Absolutely.
And are there things that are impeding that receptivity? You know, are there certain things in my life that...
You're using all these big words.
He always does, but it's so beautiful, Josh.
No, I get it.
Yeah. Well, you know, I'm trying to keep up with my good friend Marcus Peters.
Yes. He's smarter than you.
He is smarter than me. Dr. Marcus Peters. Actually, it's not an S. It's
no.
Singular, not Peter.
But it's true, Josh.
Yeah.
Being receptive of Christ, you know, at this time as we're waiting on him.
Yeah, and so what are those things, right? And it's easy to look at certain big picture things, I think, right? I mean, someone might have like a whopping addiction and it's like, okay, well, clearly that's the elephant in the room. But then when we look at, look at through like more of a finer tooth comb, there are these smaller things that are in some ways maybe harder to give up because perhaps they're not as, I don't know, I don't want to say debilitating, but they're just kind of par for the course, part of our routine.
Yes.
They're maybe little crutches. I think those are sometimes the harder things to examine.
Patience with others.
I think back to Deacon Harold Burke Sivers' talk when we were in Birmingham, and he was talking about David, you know, taking down Goliath. And he said, every one of us has a Goliath in our life. And he said the weapon there is the rosary. A daily rosary is the weapon against your Goliath, whatever your Goliath is, whether it's an addiction, whether it's whatever it is.
I love that. That's good. You know what is so good about that, too? And we were there. That was a man. That guy is like the most dynamic speaker.
Yeah.
He is.
In town. Isn't he good?
Moving.
You kind of put the load on God, right? It's like Peter, it says in, I think, 1 Peter, cast your cares upon the Lord because he cares for you. And sometimes we think we've got to lift these heavy boulders by ourselves, but just the simplicity of saying, you know, I'm not exactly sure what to do here, but I can just sit in front of the tabernacle or the Blessed Sacrament in exposition and pray the rosary and let God guide me.
And even if you're not in front of the Blessed Sacrament, I mean, there are rosary apps. You can
absolutely.
I listen in the car.
I did it sitting in the discount tire lobby yesterday.
There are so many ways.
Nice.
And again, the rosary, when you're praying it, just listen to what you're saying and ponder the words. I think that's the key. It's so easy to rattle off the words of prayers and you have no idea what you're saying, but you're trying to get done with it. Oh, I did my rosary. Focus on what you're saying.
That is such a good point, Allison, because just last night I was praying the rosary and I realized I'm saying the words with my lips, but mentally I'm
not there.
Fiji. Like I'm just somewhere totally different.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And so to have the head and the heart aligned during that time is so critical.
That's the key. And I think as Catholics, it's easy for us to say prayers, but are we like thinking about what we're saying and pondering and really offering that to the Lord and thinking about it and not just rattling, even going to Mass, right? Are we going to Mass just to check off a box to say, oh, we went to Mass, or are we actually participating mm-hmm. and listening and, gosh, and being yeah. active? So that's, mm-hmm. hello,
and
Advent.
It's easy to do. It's easy to get distracted and think about something else, but try
focus.
To stay in the moment.
Focus.
Yeah.
Well, Allison, what you're talking about is very insightful because it kind of goes into this Ignatian spirituality. Do you see God moment by moment?
Mm-hmm.
And you're talking about the key is paying attention.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right. This moment's a gift. That's why it's called the present. And oftentimes I'm not there. I'm, you know,
it's okay,
someplace
Josh.
Else. But yeah, the importance of just paying attention to God in this moment,
mm-hmm.
Whether it's Mass, prayer with your family. Such a gift. So thank you. Good point.
Hey, mm-hmm. my pleasure. And again, Advent, we're all here on, we're on the same walk together. So mm-hmm. let's focus on being present and focusing more this Advent. Mm-hmm. And we have a great show ahead of us. We have a special guest today, Juliette Greco. She is with the Catholic Foundation of North Georgia, and she's going to be talking to us today about Giving Catholic. Father Scott Riley from St. Brendan's over in Cumming is going to be here reflecting on the word with us. Chuck Persner, of course, is going to be talking to us about the saint of the day, St. Francis Xavier. And we also have another amazing set of guests coming in. We have Marcy and we have her sister Melinda. They're going to be talking about their blessed Christmas with the Jesse tree. So we can't wait for that as well.